explains back of Shabbat Mishnah. Hey, we're continuing our lovers of Muktzeh. Kasha Gabe Amita. We're talking about straw on top of the bed. We learned before that Stam straw is Muktzeh because it was used to be burnt. Unless you were Miyachad, it's specifically for animal eating purposes. So this was something about Muktzeh straw on the bed. But you should not move it around with his hands because it's Muktzeh. When he lays down, he can smooth it out with his back. From here we learned the halacha that Tilfil Bagufa is permitted. Yeah, Chazanish is a little more stringent. He says that you're not allowed to use your body to move things around. It's just if the primary act is just laying down, and while you're laying down, you smooth it out, it's permitted. But if your primary act is the doctor to move it around, then you shouldn't even do that with your body. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that as long as you're not moving it in the normal fashion, you would normally move it with your hand. But this, you're moving it with your body, even though your intent is to move it, it's permitted. If this straw was something that was set aside for animal use, which is not muktzeh, or there was some type of mattress or sheet on top of it, which is a gila das that he wants to use this straw for sleeping purposes, then it's not muktzeh, and therefore menaneh the yodah. So we see certain things that are raw materials, the fact that I'm yakadet for use renders them not muktzeh. Machlish about a batim matirim of a loy kloyshim. Machlish is a type of press that was used to press out clothing after they were washed. So matirim, you're allowed to open it up on Shabbos. It's not considered that you're breaking a kli by opening it up, but you're not allowed to be kloyvish because you had to squeeze something there, because that is a tircha. Which also is not necessary, will not be used for Shabbos. You just close it up and leave it for after Shabbos. Shalkoisim lo yigaboy, the professional, industrial version of it, you should not even open it up, because when it was tightened, very, very seriously, the whole process of tightening it up, and when you open it up, it looks like you're being seiserically. This professional one was started to be opened up before Shabbos. You let it finish opening up on Shabbos and take out the clothing from it. Yeah. We pass him that this professional press, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos, not to open, not to close. Yeah.